Hello, I'm Dr. Lou Condor, technical communicator, writer, editor, and adjunct lecturer at California State University, Dominguez Hills. Welcome to C Cubed, Clear, Concise Communication. This is the podcast for the information design course. In this class, we discuss document design, layout, graphics, and usability in technical documentation.
Hi, class. Welcome to my lecture on newsletters. I wanted to talk a little bit about newsletters. I think we're used to seeing them at different companies, different services we like, but I thought I would talk a little bit about it so that we can know a bit more, because at some point you're going to need to do some. Now, organizational newsletters, they're sent to employees, clients, or members of associations. They provide information on new product development, policies, accomplishment of individuals or groups. So there's a lot of different reasons, and sometimes they're a combination of all of the above. Now, there are also subscription newsletters, which go out to usually customers or clients. These are designed to build readership interest in a product, service, or just to teach a consumer on how to learn something. If your company sells woodworking tools, they may send out a newsletter on how to use the tool. Therefore, they'll send out some step-by-step processes through an email blast. Now, when you develop a newsletter, there's some questions you should ask yourself. Like, what is the specific purpose of the newsletter? Is it to teach someone? Is it to let people know specific information about the organization, specific information about a product, or just anything else in general? Who is a specific audience? So if you've ever gotten an email from your healthcare provider, they know that it's someone who's purchased the health insurance, and they might have how to do healthier habits, file a claim. They might have different things within that newsletter that's very targeted to that specific audience. Now, you might say, who will write for the newsletter? Tech writers may not always write. It could be collaborative, and those could come in from other people, and your job would be, if you wrote one article and you get all these other articles, your job would be to make sure the voice in the article sounds cohesive, that each article sounds like it comes from the same organization. You may even need to apply a style guide at this point. So it just depends on what you're doing for your organization and who the audience is. Now let's talk a little bit about format. What is the format you will deliver the newsletter in? This really matters. Is it a web page? Is it an email like a mail blast? Is it paper or just a PDF that they could download and it went out as a mail blast and yet they're going to be able to download it in the future? So there may be more than one deliverable and there may be just one deliverable. So it depends again on the organization and what they need from you. Now, delivery will affect the layout, design, and tools needed to create the page. I tend to use Adobe products. That's just me. I know them really well, and they're very useful, but I also use Microsoft tools. So it just depends on the organization and what they have available for me to use. So one of the things like I do is like when I do mail blasts, I almost always make them single column. There's no reason for them to be more than one to be easy to read because most mail blasts are read on a phone. So that brings in a lot of other things. Is it, you know, is it a phone? Is it a tablet? So you're really thinking about this. That brings you to, like I mentioned, what layout? In your grid, how many columns? This is where, you know, especially the delivery matter. If it's on a web page, then you have a lot more flexibility and even a tablet, because it's still like larger than a screen on a phone. But you might have to compensate for someone seeing the phone and have it auto detect if it's a phone, if it's a web page, or if it's a screen, depending on the web page itself. A lot of software can do that automatically today, which is a really good thing for all of us tech writers. So you want to think about how many rows you have in the newsletter, how long it is. Do you need to accommodate lots of pictures? Most newsletters have a lot of pictures, and that's sort of for visual interest. A lot of the articles are short and concise articles. Literally, some of them are 50 words to 100 words. You know, need some visual interest because people's attention spans reading email blasts and stuff are very, very short. Will you use icons, tables, captions, rules like vertical lines or horizontal lines, or boxes? These are, you know, as we learned, these are great separators. They you know, you could separate space. You can use color to separate space. So like if your deliverable is definitely on the web, you can use color. You can use a lot of different tools that you now have at your disposal to really make it look good. Remember, newsletters, even internally, are the face of the company. Okay, I want you to look at the lecture posted. It's I have examples of a one-column newsletter. And as you can see, it's a little bit older. It doesn't really matter since these are all the tools that everybody's been using. There's a two-column newsletter example, and you'll see those frequently. Then we get into three-column, and those are a little less frequent because you're squeezing in what it looks like. Three-column newsletters are used a lot less nowadays. They're still for print. They're better in print. You don't really want to use them in any other way. That's just a suggestion, and you can see on usability. The text becomes compressed, and it's not as usable. And then we have an older standard, which I don't even see anymore, and that's five columns across. That's a lot of text on a document. So five columns are every once in a while still used, but it just does not look that great. So some of my recommendations are if you do an email blast, use one column, you know, and it's just a scroll down. If that's the only deliverable, two column, you still can use that. That's great for web deliverables. You can see even three columns are great for web deliverables. Go to any news outlets on the web, stuff like that. You can see it being used. If you have to give more information in a very tight space, like you're actually going to print out the newsletter and have it so somebody that comes to the front desk can pick it up, then you might need to have more than one column because you're just going to do front and back versus, you know, a email blast where the length is important but not as important. You know, you wouldn't want to scroll forever, but they could scroll a bit. In five column, I really don't see the use anymore. I haven't seen that used in years. As you could see, the example is really old from 1999 because we just don't use it anymore. You might go to older companies or organizations who still sort of insist on it. So it's just something to be aware of. And that's it for this week. This was a very short lecture, and we're coming to the end of the certificate program. I'm very excited to see everybody's work coming up. So have a great week and keep working hard on your final capstone portfolio pieces. That's it for this podcast. Thank you for joining me. Music for this recording was supplied by Dano Songs Royalty Free Music at www.danosongs.com. Copyright 2018.